Seoul, South Korea, AP, unprecedented wildfires ripping through South Korea's southern regions have destroyed large parts of an ancient Buddhist temple complex, burning down two buildings that had been designated national treasures. 5 days of wildfires, considered among South Korea's worst, have left 24 people dead, destroyed more than 300 structures and forced more than 28,000 residents to evacuate, officials said Wednesday. The Gunsa Temple was reportedly originally built in 681 AD during the Silla dynasty that ruled more than half of the Korean peninsula. It is nestled at the foot of Deungeun Mountain in the southeastern town of Uiseong. While it doesn't house buildings constructed during that ancient period, it is home to several famous cultural heritages built later. The temple was engulfed in flames on Tuesday as strong winds fanned the wildfires. About 20 of its 30 buildings and structures were completely burned down, including the revered Gonryu, a pavilion-shaped structure built in 1668 overlooking a stream, and Yunsejeon, built in 1904 to mark the longevity of a king, according to the state-run Korea Heritage Service. Both were constructed during the Joseon Dynasty, the last one on the Korean peninsula, and were given the government designation of treasure, a status given to old buildings, paintings and other cultural assets with historic and artistic significance and which receive state-level protection and maintenance. "I went there this morning and found they've been reduced to heaps of ashes," said Dorian, a senior monk who had lived at the temple for more than 3 years when he was younger. "I feel really empty. Life is transient." Dorian now works for a Buddhist organization in charge of the temple. He said that monks and Buddhist faithful managed to move the temple's third treasure, a stone Buddha statue reportedly built in the 8th century, to a safe place. "Many buildings were burned down, but we moved and protected other sacred assets so that we can maintain the temple. We feel it's very fortunate," Dorian told the Associated Press over the phone. Dorian also said about 20 monks and other workers live at the temple, but none have been injured. The Korea Heritage Service said the temple's two other lower-level cultural assets, including a stone pagoda, have also been found intact. Hong Jin Kim, The Associated Press.